So, that spiritual growth thing. One of the things that has been very helpful to me in that experience has been the understanding that comes from studying and working with the laws, and this awareness that we actually bring forth our own life experience by these laws. These are things that bring into our life that which has been held within us so that we get to experience it and create that way. And what that means is that all of the beauty that you see in your life experience is a reflection of that beauty that's within you. The harmony, the friends, this support for spiritual growth that's a part of this community that you're in the midst of today. All the beautiful opportunities that unfold for you. And the abundance, the vitality of life, all is a reflection of the beauty, the harmony, the power within yourself. That's the good news. Okay, and the other part, all the junk you see out there, we get to own that too. Yeah, those people that show up that didn't get the instruction on how they were supposed to behave in our lives, okay? The problem is they did get the instruction. It wasn't the one we wanted to give. They reflect things within us, those problems that show up. Now, I don't mean just the little challenges along life. I mean, life is challenging, okay? But for every challenge, you've got the wisdom and the harmony to meet it and flow right through it. So when it doesn't flow because those people are there doing their thing. Remember when you could blame people? Wasn't it nice? Wasn't it fun and easy? That was great. So we know, you know, we know that the work's inner work. One of the things that really brings my appreciation to Jesus' teaching is that he focused so much on the inner work, and there's parts of it where he was just so wonderfully gentle and subtle about it as he kind of guided us in the, you know, what part of it was our experience, you know, as it's shared through the Gospel of Matthew. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Why do you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Subtle teacher. Yeah, I kind of think he got that law thing, you know, he understood. So, if I understand that, then what that means is, if there's something showing up in our world that we are really uncomfortable with, you know, the painful sort of thing that really makes us frustrated, hurt, unhappy, uncomfortable, those things, that those are the expression of thoughts and feelings that we hope. Thoughts and feelings held in mind, produced after the kind. This is a very simple law of mind action. And most of that's feeling. Okay, what we know is that the creative power of feeling through us is far more powerful than thought. Thought's important. But it's a feeling that really has the power that brings the experience into us. Now, when I was looking at something the other day, I said, okay, well, so if that's the case, what about those feelings? How do you find out what that is? Well, and the simplest way for me has always been just to say, okay, in this situation, what are the feelings that I'm having. Okay, so I invite you to just think for a moment, if you would, that situation that may have been there in the last week or two. Now, I don't mean it wasn't there 20 times before that. I just mean it showed up in the last week or two. Okay, so you can kind of look and say, okay, what, you know, I'm not happy with that. I'm uncomfortable with that. Okay, those feelings. Take a look at those feelings. Now, when I began doing that, suddenly I found myself remembering a part of a story that we shared last Sunday. Remember, we went into Cinderella. So those of you that were here last Sunday, we went into Cinderella because Cinderella deals with feelings. She's a symbol. As a feminine symbol, she's a symbol of the feeling nature of the soul as it enters into the earth. Okay, and so part of that is with the non-presence of her parents. A lot of the feeling comes out of that grief of not really remembering who we are, children of God. And so we take that perception of ourselves that comes from the stepmother, the false perception, which is not lovable, not valuable, not worthy, which then we see described in her rags as she cleans the cinders from the hearth. But if you remember, then there's that part of the story that we touched on where she looks at, okay, now I'm going to go to the ball. This invitation has come for the ball. So she gets all ready. She makes a beautiful dress. She shows up on the steps with the stepmothers and stepsisters, and they tear her dress to rags. Because those feelings are so powerful that they stop our fulfillment. They stand in the way of the purpose we are here for. And she runs in rags to the garden. And when I think of those feelings in me, it feels like Cinderella in rags, powerless, hurt, rejected. Now, those are just my feelings. It may have nothing to do with what you felt, but take a look, that part of the self. Now, what we were doing last Sunday was we were looking at how in this present moment, in this moment which we raise into that vertical awareness that we call the now. In the story, it enters at the garden because there the fairy godmother shows up, or a god awareness shows up. So in the now, we have this ability to perceive this presence of the divine. And it goes through the story until the end of midnight. And so in there, we were able to see that within this moment, is that amazing divine power. And of course, what happens is in the story, it shows up as a fairy godmother. So you have Mother God, this divine love, care, nurturing presence that responds to this part of us that is in pain, that hurts. Now, yeah, Cinderella in rags is you. But so is the fairy godmother. All of those are symbols of the self. So they're there at the same time. So right now, we are in the present moment. Okay, we just encourage Cinderella to show up in our awareness. So get out your magic wands. Okay, we're going to do fairy godmother here. Now, I have to admit to you that this is not really a fairy godmother wand. I borrowed it from Professor Dumbledore, but you know, I'm sure she'd understand. Okay. So, you remember what the wand is. It is the focus of intention. Okay, now if you'll notice, the fairy godmother does not focus her intention on the stepmother. She doesn't focus it on the stepsisters. She focuses it on Cinderella, the place, that symbol of those feelings that the soul is experiencing in this experience where it finds itself hurt and rejected and powerless. That is the divine focus. Now, what is it that she senses? What is that power that transforms? Yes, it's love. Yeah, we know that. Now, I've got to admit to you that I kind of had a problem when I went to do this for myself, okay? Because I notice sometimes those feelings, I don't really love them. I don't even like them. Okay, the truth is they've been very uncomfortable and unpleasant, and they get in the way. And I've had to practice my great skills of suppression many times because of them. Okay? So it's a little hard to just say, bippity boppity boo, I love you. So what can we do? What is it that is there in that heart of that divine mother that you are? What I realize is what changes how I feel is the awareness of the pain and hurt of that Cinderella self. And suddenly what happens for me is the feeling of compassion. You know, that tender care, that understanding. Now, I don't need to understand the details, but I understand hurt. You understand hurt. You've been there. You know it. If that was a friend of yours that came and said, oh, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm experiencing. I feel so powerless with this going in. You'd respond with deep, powerful compassion. So it's not hard. And I believe that that's what happens. That what flows from the heart of the divine to that self that carries the hurt, that carries the pain, is the deep, powerful feeling of compassion. Compassion for that Cinderella self that we have. So are you willing to do that for a moment? It is the now moment. And both are here. We took a moment to just see what are those feelings, what might be there. And to also acknowledge that we are one with this divine presence of love that we can send as compassion. So right now, within your own experience, I invite you to send the feeling of compassion to that Cinderella, that set of feelings that are in pain, afraid, powerless. Just breathe that feeling of compassion to that self. Let's just let your intention direct that flow. Send that breath of compassion through your heart. Those of you that are watching on your computers, know you got it too, so you join us. Send that breath of compassion. Just breathe that tenderness, that care, that understanding. Let it flow from your heart to that one. Now, as you do that, as you feel that compassion, what I begin to notice is I'm not involved in trying to change somebody anymore. I'm simply in that place of loving that part of the self. Beloved child of God, because those feelings are a part of that soul's journey and experience. It is the experience of that divine child, a divine being that you are, beloved child of God. I love you just the way you are. Join me.
Beloved child of God, I love you just the way you are.
Once again.
Beloved child of God, I love you just the way you are.
And again.
Beloved child of God, I love you just the way you are.
Feel that beautiful flow of compassion from your heart. Now, we have just taken a moment to do that here. And I invite you sometime again today and in the days to come to take a moment to go back to that Cinderella within you and send that beautiful feeling and power of compassion that you have to touch those feelings and lift them. Because what happens as you feel that love, as that compassion flows, the rags of powerlessness, of unworthiness begin to disappear. And the real radiant beauty of that self that you are begins to express. And for Cinderella, it's that change that we see from rags into not one unworthy, but one as magnificent as any princess who ever went to a ball. And it's the power of your love, of your compassion, that makes the difference. And I promise you, it will change. Because when I happen to know about you, you are one awesome fairy godmother.